April 17, 2011. This is the most recent communication from Pulitzer Prize nominee Richard S. Lowry, SyndicatedNews.net's political commentator, who is currently embedded aboard the USS Bataan, which is underway in the Atlantic. Greetings from the USS Bataan. Today, Sunday, April 17, 2011, is a day of rest for the sailors and Marines of the Bataan Amphibious Ready Group, or BATARG as we have come to know it. Everyone aboard, from the mess cooks to the captain, has been following the events in North Africa and the Middle East. Everyone realizes the turbulent times in which we live, yet no one knows what lies ahead for the BATARG. We have recently learned that 5 babies have been born since our departure. Our 5 new fathers do not know what lies in store for all of us, but we all know that 10 long months of deployment lie ahead. As the Twitter revolution sweeps across the Muslim world, it is a near certainty that the blue-green team will be called upon to save lives in one way or another. United States Marines have been sailing the seas since before the birth of our nation. They have become the world's experts in amphibious operations and have conducted myriad tasks during their history. The term amphibious operations conjures up a mental picture of Marines storming ashore with guns blazing. But today's Marines conduct a much wider range of tasks from their seaborne bases. Today alone, we have the sailors and Marines of the 31st Marine Expeditionary Unit assisting the earthquake and tsunami victims in Japan. The blue-green team of the 26th MEU stopped Gaddafi's army dead in its tracks as they moved toward Benghazi to slaughter innocent civilians and crush their opponents. Then, in the blink of an eye, they moved to rescue a downed American pilot. In their last deployment, our 22nd MEU raced to Haiti on short notice, while the Army and Air Force and a dozen international agencies argued over the airspace at Port-au-Prince Airport. The blue-green team of the 22nd MEU was shuttling tons of supplies directly into Ground Zero. They also provided the best medical facilities afloat until the hospital ship Comfort arrived. BATARG is prepared to conduct humanitarian assistance, disaster relief, rescue, and out-and-out full combat operations. Soon, your sons and daughters, husbands and wives, brothers and sisters of the Bataan Amphibious Ready Group will be standing by ready to help. None of us know what mission we will be given, but every sailor and Marine aboard stands ready to serve as a force for good in this troubled world. Semper Fi, Richard. Richard S. Lowry has been writing about the Marine Corps for many years. To learn more about his writing and how to purchase his latest book, visit www.richardslowry.com.